This is the Best Run Podcast, brought to you by SAP.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to this edition of the SAP Best Run Podcast. Today, we've got two very special guests with us. We have Pete Burling and Blair Tuke. Both of these guys are actually coming to us from New Zealand, and both Pete and Blair are Olympic athletes and New Zealand sailors. Blair and Pete, I've got some nicknames here for you. So Tuki and Pistol, I'll let you explain where those came from, are Kiwi Olympic America's Cup and Around the World sailors. Both of you raised by keen boating families in New Zealand's far north, both spend a lot more time on the water than you have on land. So welcome, guys.
Yeah, hi. That's great to be on with you. Thanks for having us.
So why don't you give us a little bit of background as well about what you've done in the past? I know you've clocked up an impressive range of silverware.
Yeah, so it's Blair here, and a little bit of background. I'll go on my behalf and then Pete can chime in. But a lot of what we do has been together over the last 10 or 12 years. But for me, I grew up in the far north of New Zealand to, like you said before, a keen boating family. Grew up pretty close to the water. So the ocean's been a big part of my life since I was pretty young. Got into sailing sort of at the age of about 11, and just locally, then nationally to begin with, and then sort of moved through the ranks and got to go overseas. And then Pete and I teamed up, I think, when I was about 19 years old and Pete was 17 years old. So we teamed up in the 49er class, which is an Olympic style skiff. And our goal at that stage was to go to the London Olympics and try and win a medal for our country. So that's a bit about my background before, and then Pete can probably chime in. And then from there, it's been quite a lot of the relationship, obviously, or our careers have been together.
Yeah, hey, it's Peter here. You know, similar to Blair, we've both grew up, you know, in and around the ocean, and, you know, started sailing at a pretty early age. You know, I grew up in a town called Tauranga in the, you know, a couple of hours south of Auckland. Yeah, now I spent a lot of time up in Auckland with other commitments, but, you know, I was incredibly fortunate to get to the Olympic Games very early on in my career. I managed to get to Beijing when my last year of high school, and then pretty much started sailing with Blair since then. We've definitely enjoyed a lot of success in the last little while.
I think you guys have been quite modest. So you've also received a New Zealand Order of Merit and the Rolex World Sailors of the Year and the Halberg Team of the Year accolades, and all before the age of 30. So congratulations.
Yes, thank you very much. It's nice to get those accolades, I guess. But from our side, I guess we feel very fortunate to be able to do what we love as a profession now. And like Pete said before, the journey's been an awesome one. And you know, it's still going. We still feel like we're hopefully pretty early on in our careers, although I've got a few grey hairs now. But, you know, yeah, we're still enjoying it and still got a lot of goals ahead of us of what we want to achieve.
Yeah, and I think your partnership of, you know, over 12 years, it really shows the resiliency that you've built in. And that's something that we're seeing, obviously, with COVID as well, that resiliency is something that really carries people through. Tell us, as world champions and professional athletes, what makes you so resilient, and how do you both work together to make the partnership work?
Yeah, I think, you know, like any sporting endeavour, there's always lots of challenges that are thrown at you. I think one of the, I suppose, really cool things about what me and Blair have managed to achieve is that we almost enjoy those now. You know, it's something that whenever something's thrown at you, it's an obstacle, and you more try and look at it from the positive side than the negative. You know, it's very easy to go the glass half full approach when it's quite, you know, also easy to just say, you know, how do we get the next little bit out of it? But, you know, it's really, you know, about finding those challenges, but then once, or accepting that those challenges are there, verbalizing them, and then trying to come up with a plan to move past them. And, you know, it's something that the more comfortable you get dealing with, you know, tricky situations, and the more comfortable you get communicating them through and coming up with a plan about how you're going to deal with it and trying to execute that, then the easier they become.
In regard to COVID, New Zealand really took the lead on the lockdown and moved to stage four very quickly. But even then, and New Zealand's done a great job in managing COVID, but even then you both had 6 weeks off the water. So what impact do you think it actually had on you, or, you know, some other athletes who are still going through even worse in other countries?
Yeah, well, I think, like it, pretty much everyone in the world this years and any plans that anyone had's been flipped completely upside down. So for us, we would have have just raced at the Olympic Games. I think we were finished a few days ago. So, you know, once we went into lockdown here in New Zealand in late March, and then pretty soon after that, the Olympics got postponed and then rescheduled. I think, you know, it was a bit to take in there, but I guess our view on it from pretty early on was that obviously what we're dealing with is quite a lot bigger than us. And I guess within what we normally do in sport, you try to control as much as you can. Like Pete talked about before, you try to prepare the best you can and control what you can, but there's only so much you can control. And at some stage, you just got to accept that you're going to get some things that are going to be different than what, and that's when you're trying to adapt the best you can. So this was obviously a pretty big case for it. And I think a lot of our sort of experience of adapting and facing up to challenges from sport helped us through that time. For us personally, we've still got some other commitments going on with the America's Cup. So I think that helps us as well in this situation, just having that sort of in the future. But now that the Olympics is rescheduled for 2021 in July, that's given all Olympic athletes something to aim for, which is in anything you do in life, it's nice to have a goal and a bit of a vision for where you're going in the future.
And your last competitive win was actually the 49er World Championships. When was that?
The last probably two competitive events we've done have been the 49er World Championships, and ended up being events that were very close together for us. The events that have to lie within a calendar year, so we ended up having the 2019 World Championships in Auckland in December, and then the 2020 World Championships in February in Melbourne down in Geelong. So it's that was probably a great indicator of how our campaign was going in the 49er, and I think we were, you know, really looking forward to the final build-up through to Tokyo. And we literally would have been, you know, finishing the final race of the Olympics yesterday or a few days ago. And I think the closing ceremony for the Games is coming up tomorrow. So it's something that, I think it's amazing when you do look back as to how much COVID has changed things. You know, how much, I suppose, it's thrown the sporting calendar around a lot. But, you know, I think that's something that you've just got to deal with what's ahead of you as well. And, you know, I think that's probably something that, you know, sailing's taught us, is you've just got to deal with, the cards that are on the table and, you know, try and play the best hand you can. You know, there's quite a good saying in yachting, you've got to deal with, you know, what's dealt to you. And effectively, that's kind of more referring to the wind. The wind's a relatively fickle thing, so you've just got to, you know, play what you see and try and make the best out of it. So, you know, for Blair and myself, it's, you know, this time's been a lot more about really putting our efforts into the America's Cup Challenge. You know, we've also got a ocean charity, which we founded about 10 months ago now, which we've really enjoyed putting a little bit more time into than we perhaps could have. But, you know, also in the background, doing some really good planning as to how we think the next year is going to unfold, and kind of trying to take into account a few different scenarios as to, you know, when borders open up, where there's a second wave of COVID, you know, et cetera. So, you know, right now we've really, I suppose, working hard at Team New Zealand for our America's Cup commitments. But it's kind of really good to have those balancing items in your life that give a bit of diversity to what you're doing.
Yeah, and I believe in that 49er competition, you had access to the SAP Sailing Analytics. So has that helped while you've been off the water to actually use that in your training as well?
Yeah, that's right. So the SAP Analytics we use to basically help with our debriefs from day to day. Well, that's how we usually use them. So all the boats are tracked and you can see the tracks, the speeds. So you can see how different situations play out on the racetrack, and you know, you can use that because you might not capture all of that while you're sort of head down in your own boat. So that really helps from day to day, and can we use it to change our strategy or to adapt our strategy for the remainder of the competition, because generally these sailing competitions like the World Championships go for sort of 5 days, so you have to be on, you know, from the first day right through to the last. So no, it's a great tool, and enjoyed it through championships like that. But also now, you know, when you can't get that high level competition, it's a chance to, you know, when you wouldn't have had quite so much time, to get back, look at some historic races, and, you know, learn that way too. So no, it's absolutely amazing tool, and we're lucky to be able to have access to it.
Yeah, and we're using it as the basis for a new SAP sailing app. So stay tuned for that one.
Yeah, we've been lucky enough to see some trials of this, and we're pretty excited about it. I think it could really change the way sort of sailing is, especially from a club level right through to an Olympic level, just making it easier for more mainstream sailing to really, I guess, track and sort of learn and just make it easier. So I think, we're really excited to see that unfold.
Yeah, and so when you've been off the water, did you have to change your training program at all to keep your body and your mind focused?
Yeah, well, we obviously need to do enough exercise to stay relatively fit. So it was kind of an interesting time during COVID because we didn't have access to the normal kind of gyms and trainers, physio, et cetera, that you normally would. So everyone kind of had to take it upon themselves to keep themselves in good physical shape. But I also think, doing a bit of exercise during that lockdown period was, really good for the mind. It's something that, I think being fit and healthy is something that's really important for keeping in a, really good frame of mind and, being able to deal with, things that are thrown at you. So definitely we just adapted our training a little bit. We did a bit more running. In New Zealand, you're allowed to go out and ride your bike. So I did a little bit of that. And I think it was also quite a good time to just unwind and reflect a little bit. We probably were expecting to do that after the America's Cup, which was, we were going to have a little tiny break after that. But, right now it's kind of looking like the calendar's going to be pretty busy again after the America's Cup. So it's, a great chance to recharge the batteries and, get ready for the next challenges.
Yeah, I know I'm based in Sydney, but I saw a lot of people setting up their home gyms in their gardens and in their backyards to sort of help them cope through the lockdown period. So just give us some, we talked about resilience briefly before. Can you just give us some of the key takeaways you've learnt coming out of lockdown that you didn't have going in?
Well, I think lockdown, like Pete mentioned just before, lockdown was a great chance for us personally to unwind a little bit, but to reflect. I think we have had an incredibly busy time in the last probably 10 years, hardly stopped. So this was the first real chance for us to do that. So we were probably in a little bit of a different situation than other people. But at the same time, I think, it was sort of really important, people probably, I think the values and what you want out of life and the direction you're heading probably became a bit clearer during lockdown period. I think what's important and that sort of thing. And then also just the understanding that, going into it, everyone was pretty frightened or, by the unknown. But coming, for us in New Zealand, and I think we can only speak to our experience of it, but to get through that and to be out the other side, or hopefully out the other side, is something that's gives you a lot of confidence, I think, going forward.
Yeah, and I mean, there has been a fair bit of adversity, not just COVID. I mean, in Australia, we've had drought, fires. New Zealand, Kiwis have had earthquakes, volcano eruptions, terrorism, and then COVID. So do you think the country's culture has had an impact as well in terms of you as a Kiwi helping you thrive in the face of this adversity?
Yeah, it's when you look back at it like that, it's been a pretty challenging little time, but I think it really shows you that everyone in New Zealand's kind of managed to take a step back and really try and evaluate what's important, try and put their best foot forward. And it's something that I think a lot of Kiwis that would have normally gone overseas during this period are really actually starting to love being at home a bit more. There's a lot of people down in the South Island enjoying the snow and around the country just doing little things with domestic tourism. So it's great to see, Kiwis. I'm talking Kiwis here. I know you're over in Australia, but obviously we can't travel to over where you are. But, for where we are, it's great to see Kiwis, supporting Kiwis and, helping out little local businesses and, people that are hurting and struggling through this time. I think it's definitely a time to, look after your friends and family and make sure that, people that are struggling get helped out. And definitely acknowledging that it's a tough time, and being able to support the people around you that need it is pretty key thing to do.
Yeah, so we've covered quite a bit about what you've done sort of on and off the water, but how can others learn from you to apply these practices? So outside of sporting excellence, what can other people learn to apply in a business sense as well?
Well, I think to start with, you got to know, you know, for us, a big part of what we've done and managed to achieve is that you have a clear goal of where you're heading and what you want to achieve. So I think you need to have something like that, whether you're in business or whatever else you're in, whatever you want to achieve. And I think that you need to know where you're heading. Then you've got to have some good values within your team and your and who you are as people. And then from there, really, you're working towards your goals and you're trying to learn, you're trying to improve as a person and everything you do to get the best out of it. You're trying to find more efficient ways to tackle the problem. And through that, you've got to push yourself and go outside your comfort zone, I guess, and then just be prepared to fail a little bit, I guess, to not quite get there. If you are aiming high, then you don't always get there. But debrief that, sort of learn from it. And as long as you're learning and improving the whole time, then you kind of get there. So that's sort of how we've attacked things. And then, you know, when we have had challenging things pop up, if you're more prepared and it's kind of, you know, ready, you know that, you know, we plan as best we can, but it'll never turn out like that. So it's the same in anything in life. You can plan all you want, but it's always going to unfold slightly differently. So just be ready for it to unfold slightly differently and then just try and, you know, face up to that and get through it the best you can. So that would be my sort of thoughts.
Great. Well, thanks, guys. You're truly an inspiration and it's been fascinating talking to both of you. Thank you so much for joining us. And thanks, everyone out there, for listening to the Best Run podcast.
You've been listening to the Best Run podcast, brought to you by SAP.